California's recall election is 3 weeks away. A recent Los Angeles Times poll found Californians evenly split as to whether they'll vote to recall Governor Gray Davis. This week, the governor will get a boost from some of the nation's most prominent Democrats. Yesterday, former President Bill Clinton spoke on Davis's behalf at a church in Los Angeles. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen reports.
The choir at the First AME Church was in the middle of song yesterday morning when former President Bill Clinton entered, quickly bringing the packed church to its feet. Clinton received such an enthusiastic response from LA's oldest black congregation that he said he had to remind himself to be humble.
You need to calm down. You may have me thinking I'm president again if you don't stop that. Just calm down.
Clinton told the church that if the recall passes, it would open the door for future recalls throughout the nation. He said recalling a governor for decisions voters don't like would make it harder for leaders everywhere to make unpopular but necessary choices.
The problems that you had are getting better. You didn't lose your lights. You got a budget. You got 5 years of schools improving. But if you do this recall, you may create a problem that you won't get over for a long, long time.
During his address, the former president quoted frequently from the Bible. He said that California's recall provision was to be used only when the governor was deemed corrupt or incapacitated, and that neither was the case with Gray Davis.
And you know, he might have made a mistake or two, so let's just throw a stone at him. It'll make us feel better. We can judge him, then we don't have to ask any questions about ourselves. We don't have to think about those things that were beyond our control. We'll just be in a snit and it'll be over, and oh, how good we'll feel.
Governor Davis also spoke to the congregation and told them that he carries a prayer card with him at all times that reads, "Nothing will happen to me today that the Lord and I can't handle together." Davis said some Republicans tried to overturn the 1996 presidential election by impeaching Clinton. He said that's just the kind of fight he's up against today as governor.
The forces against us are powerful, but our cause is just. The forces against us are strong, but in our faith, we are stronger.
It might be said that Davis and Clinton were preaching to the converted at First AME, as many in the congregation said they had already intended to vote in opposition to the recall. A crowd with more mixed emotions about the recall received Clinton and Davis as the two traveled yesterday afternoon to a restaurant on Alvera Street, a historic Mexican section of downtown Los Angeles. Many diners came to celebrate Mexican Independence Day and had no idea that the two Democrats would be making an appearance. Stella Perez says the former president's support could make a big difference in how voters feel about the recall.
I'm not the biggest Davis backer, but I think he's okay, you know, and Clinton supports him, then I'd be more likely to support him.
Davis will be appearing with the former president again this morning and later this week with Reverend Jesse Jackson, former Vice President Al Gore, and Democratic Party presidential candidates John Kerry and Bob Graham. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.